All right, so I actually work with Nathalia, so I'm going to go to another aspect of this. So Nathalia works with the R hybrid trials, and what I'm going to talk about today is looking at height estimations in inbred mapping populations. So the main question that we're asking is, can our UAVs accurately capture height variation in our maize inbred lines? And then can we use that height variation to map QTL in the future? So what we did is we're flying a DJI Phantom 3 at 25 meters and 80% overlap. And then we mosaic the images together, create surface models, and then use point clouds to take metrics of the plots to take our height estimates. So first thing we're going to do is, this is data where we have already extracted the height estimates, and we're looking at 95 quartile, the 99 percentile, and then the maximum. What you can see, it's a little small, but we're getting really good correlations at the 80 percentage. So what is this showing to us is that we're getting very decent measurements with the UAV based on the manual phenotypes. So these correlations, I believe, can go up, but we have to answer a question of where the UAVs are actually capturing the heights at. So we're not sure exactly where that is yet, and we think it changes throughout the growing season. So if we look at the mapping populations, you can see here that we have the three mapping populations, and we can discuss the characteristics of those at my poster later if you'd like to know about them. But we can see that as we move through the growing season, we start to see a separation of the phenotypes, so we see segregation and variability that starts to occur near the flowering period. So the black vertical lines explain the flowering period, and we can see that we maximize our separation of the phenotypes at the peak of the flowering period, around 77 days after sowing. And then we actually see this interesting thing that we're not sure what's going on, this characteristic where the plant heights are going down at the end of the season. So we're not sure if the plants are shrinking or if the plants are breaking, because maize gets very brittle in the end. But that's something we're still looking at. So one of the main things is we're not capturing much variation in the beginning of the year. So if we look closer at these three populations, we can see really good segregation, again, of the phenotypes during the flowering period and after the flowering period. So what this is saying is either we're not actively capturing the segregation earlier in the period because the point cloud isn't capturing plants, or there's no variation. So we're going to have to do more flights at earlier time periods to ensure this. And we're also going to increase our flights during the flowering period. So to wrap up, main things, if you take a plot point cloud, and then you categorize everything correctly, you can actively tell it what the ground is and then take your vegetation above it and get very accurate point clouds that you can then use to extract heights. So this is what the inbred field looks like in peak flowering. So again, we can highly estimate plant phenotypes based on the manual phenotypes and the metrics. And also, if we look at just quickly the heritability estimates, this is a simple heritability estimate of genotype effect over genotype plus error. And we can see that in the beginning of the season, again, we have this crazy trend that is not very logical and you're not sure what's going on of heritability in the three populations. But then, if we kind of ignore that and we look at flowering time and on, we can kind of see more of a trend, as in the LH82 by Llama is got higher heritability than the other two lines during flowering. So we can estimate heritability, but it's not consistent like we would hope, but we have more research to do on that. And also, we see the minimal separation of the phenotypes in the early growing season. But the most important thing is we need to find out why we're not seeing this separation and where they were actually capturing these heights at. And we also need to do more replications, more trials across years, and more flights to validate these findings. So if you guys want to come talk to me, I left out a lot of the materials and methods. Come talk to me at poster 410 today from 4 to 6 in the exhibit hall, and we can go into details about how we're getting these height extractions and what we're doing with them. Thank you.